Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
All right. Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Sports Attack as part of the Sports Overnight America radio cluster here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Bob Black. Scott Cuddy's out on the West Coast making sure it stays on the air. And the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. At Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing, and for many of you, we know it is. And again, a new and improved presentation of the show. Changes aplenty on the network. Craig Carton joining us and putting on some terrific programming. The Jefe involved as well. And, of course, myself. And I'll bring you the best in sports broadcasting that you could possibly get here on this network. We know we only get you for a brief period of time. And although we love our affiliates, we give a lot of love out to the people who deal with getting this show on the various different platforms and devices that they can use. And what I mean by that is this. Look, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. You go about your day. It's a beautiful thing. We're on Sirius Satellite Radio as well, so that's also part of the agenda. And then when you mix in the fact that you can literally get it on any device you have, the iPhone, tablet, iPoppy, Android, you sit at your desk, you're on a laptop somewhere, you're doing whatever you need to do, well, it's a beautiful thing. Again, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Now, most important for us, and we talk about this each and every day, is our relationship with the American Forces Radio Network. Look, these guys and girls, they put it out there. They put it on the line. We're heavily involved with Army and Navy. We're down there each and every year. We're going to do it again this year. I promise you that. And, you know, I can't tell you how much these kids matter to me individually and for us as a network collectively. Memorial Day is in the rearview mirror barely, but if you see somebody in a uni, don't let that detract you from walking up to them and saying thank you for the service that they provide, because there's a lot of idiots out there who do lip service to it, do nothing else when it comes to supporting the troops. So make sure you say hi, buy them a cup of coffee if you can, at the very least shake their hand and be on your way. All right, we're on our way to a commercial right now. When we come back, more of the Sports Attack on Sports Overnight America. Don't go anywhere.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text LIKE to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text LIKE to 42424. That's LIKE to 42424.
This is Sports Overnight America. Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack here on the Sports Overnight America broadcast. We're all part of the same network, Sports Byline USA, and we're coming to you here, at least in my case, from New York. Scott Cuddy's out on the West Coast making sure it is all concurrent. And not easy all the time. We have a lot to talk about. NBA finals are set. There's contract renewals in the air as well. NBA draft is right around the corner. Plenty to talk about involving the round ball and the hoopla. And we're going to get into it all here on the Attack. We're going to start with the matchup, obviously. As seen previously on various different networks around the NBA, ABC, TNT, NBA Network and everything else. Cleveland Golden State. Yeah, it's them again. You know, it's as one of the many experts predicted that it was going to be Cleveland and Golden State. Well, yeah, okay. You know, so everybody can pat themselves on the back. Yay. Yippee. Woohoo. Look, I was right. Yeah, okay, great. You know. 2015, 2016, 2017, and now 2018. Not bad. Not bad. Now, one would make the argument that Cleveland is at a distinct disadvantage, and I guess on paper they are. You know, it looks like a mismatch on paper. I've already heard many of the people that do what I do for a living, predicting that this is going to be short and sweet, and it may very well be. It may very well be. But these are two opponents who are very familiar with each other, or at least Golden State is familiar with LeBron, because there's not much left on the other side except Kevin Love and Tristan Thompson, a little bit of J.R. Smith when he decides to show up. But, I mean, when you look at the matchup of the two rosters, on paper it looks like a complete mismatch, and it may end up being. But as much as Kevin Durant would like to think he's the best player in the game, as much as Steph Curry would like to think he is the best player in the game, neither one of them are. The best player in the game is LeBron James. And he basically willed this team back to the finals. They had a tough first-round matchup where they looked extremely vulnerable. They blew out Toronto, and they outlasted the Boston Celtics. And they're going to throw bodies and bodies and bodies and bodies at LeBron James, hoping to just break him down. And maybe they will. But Iguodala looks like he's not going to play. It's a very deep bone bruise. I think he'll probably make an appearance, but they don't know if he's going to play in game one. They have him listed as doubtful right now. You know, it's amazing how these miraculous recoveries happen in the world of sports. But, you know, who's going to guard him? Who's going to guard him? It's going to be Draymond. It's going to be David West. It's going to be anybody else that they can get off that bench that isn't named Andre Iguodala, except Kevin Durant. He's not going to be on LeBron James because they don't want him expending the energy on defense that he will have to spend and therefore be lacking on offense. And it's all well and good. But what it also means is that if Kevin Love clears concussion protocol, if Tristan Thompson is in the starting lineup, they have to pick up some slack. You're going to need appearance from George Hill. J.R. Smith's going to have to actually shoot. Kyle Korver's going to actually shoot. They're going to have to get contributions. Let's put it this way. LeBron's going to average 25 points. The rest of those 75 points plus are going to have to come from the other players on that team. Because there's one big difference between this matchup and previous matchups involving these two teams within the finals. Golden State is pretty much a mirror image of what they were the previous 3 years, you know, with the addition of Durant, obviously. But LeBron, the supporting cast is different. I don't know if it's better or worse, because Kevin Love, to me, was the all-important second option. They're minus one Kyrie, which is a definite worse. But they've gotten younger. They've gotten more athletic. So maybe some of that athleticism can go up against Golden State and make a difference in how Golden State is able to dictate terms as far as tempo up and down the court. Now, I don't know if that's going to end up being the case, but they're going to certainly have to get the effort out of the younger players who, quite frankly, have been lacking. You know, is it going to be Jeff Green? Is it going to be Larry Nance? Are they going to put Larry Nance on Kevin Durant? I certainly would. At 6'9", 230 pounds, he can cause some problems for him. Somebody's going to have to slow him down. Will Rodney Hill contribute, or will he pout? What are you going to get out of Jordan Clarkson? See, here's the thing, and I think this is a significant thing in this series. Ty Lue is going to have to coach. Now, he did a good job in the last couple of games against Boston. He matched Stevens wit for wit. But now he's going up against Kerr. Talent-wise, it's a better Golden State team than it is a Cleveland team. I mean, there's no getting around it. But he's got some young legs and big bodies that he can put on some of these Golden State players and frustrate them. You know, I don't want to see Jose Calderon. I want to see Jordan Clarkson. I want to see George Hill. I want to see instant offense coming off that bench with Rodney Hood and Kyle Korver, because they're going to have to make up points. There's no getting around it, because if they're scoring in the 80s, it's going to be a sweep. It will be a sweep. Now, you know, again, how do you break it down? The difference in this Cleveland team is that they are not as good defensively. And these kids are going to have to play defense. Cleveland ranked 29th out of the 30 teams in defensive rating. Doesn't mean they didn't play good defense. But in the middle of the year, when they were slumping before they made all the moves at the trade deadline, they were putrid. My LA Fitness pickup team could have had their way. You saw yesterday with Boston having a lead at halftime and Cleveland took control of the game in the third quarter. Third quarter is going to dictate a lot in this series. Same thing with Houston. Houston had a halftime lead, and I met with Boston 2 days ago. Houston had a halftime lead yesterday, and Warriors just took it away from them. You know, this can't happen in this series with either team. Both teams have to come out gunning in the third quarter, because if they get the jump on you in the third, you ain't catching them in the fourth. It's as simple as that. So we'll see. The predictable happened, but the unpredictable may still happen in this series. Everybody's picking Warriors in five, Warriors in four. I'm going Warriors in six. I think it's going to get stretched a little bit, but I think they're just a better team. Right now, we skid to the breaks. We go to the break, and we'll be back right here on Sports Overnight America. Don't go anywhere.
Final seconds tick off. It's over. Cleveland wins game seven. LeBron James and the Cavs do it again.
Here's a pass down low to Durant. Puts it up and in on the long feed from Curry. Durant's got 32 in this game seven.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right. The most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
And as Houston was coming up court, they hack Clint Capela again. So Mike D'Antoni has a choice to make here. They can't do it under 2 minutes, but with 3:29 to go, Capela goes right back to the line.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
All right, welcome back to the Sports Attack here on the Sports Overnight America broadcast here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll trim that down at some point, I promise. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. And continuing with the Warriors and Cleveland, you know, there's no getting around the fact that Cleveland is probably not the most talented team in the Eastern Conference, but they have the most talented player. And in this particular instance, not unlike hockey, where right now you're seeing the story of the Golden Knights with Marc-Andre Fleury literally carrying this hockey team towards the Stanley Cup. And we'll get to that in a little bit. LeBron just put this team on his back yet again and got him to the finals. You know, so it throws out all the nonsense of, well, he'd rather lose in the conference finals than the NBA finals because he doesn't want to be embarrassed on national TV. Let me tell you something. LeBron's not embarrassed by anything, nor should he ever be. You know, you want to critique the guy for the way he handles himself in front of the cameras or the fact that, you know, when they win, it's all about him, and when they lose, it's never about him or rarely about him. He's actually gotten a little better about that. But the fact of the matter is he's by far the best player in basketball. And he puts an average team on his back and gets them to the finals with an opportunity to win yet another world championship. And, you know, they tell what I listen to today is the good old tired stuff when you have nothing else to go to of, well, is it going to tarnish the legacy if he loses? And, yeah, it's monumental that he's been to 8 straight finals, but, you know, it's going to do better. No. See, the pressure is on Golden State. Because this team is probably the least talented team that LeBron's been on since his first trip to the top finals when he was with Cleveland the first time around, because that team literally had no talent. The pressure's on Golden State. If they lose to LeBron, first of all, everybody who's arguing that he will be is the greatest player of all time will have a pretty damn valid argument at that point in time. You know me, I don't get into that stuff. Plus, I think Bill Russell's the best player to ever hit the hardwood anyway. But that's just my opinion. But the reality is, should Golden State lose in this series, they will have been the team that lost to a lesser talented team where they lost to a one-man show. And they won't be able to get out from under that. Simple as that. They won't be able to get out from under it. And there's other storylines here. I mean, I, Kevin Durant, if he got his second championship, does that legitimize him moving for the ring? The whole thing. Steph, you know, what kind of dynasty do they have? Is Steve Kerr even going to come back? You know, between his health and the fact that he really seems burned out in general. Does he want to be a part of it going forward? I mean, he should be. At the rate he's winning rings, I mean, he's going to be considered one of the great coaches in the history of the league. The window should stay open for Golden State for another year. That's entirely problematic is how long will that stay open, but I don't think it's going to be next year and done. I think if Klay Thompson decides to move on, I think if Steph starts to wear down, and, you know, don't kid yourself. Steph's a terrific player and a terrific scorer. Steph is also small, and Steph is 28. And with smaller guards, not unlike running backs in a National Football League, this is when it starts to happen. Unless you're just a physical freak, and he's not. He's a very thin, non-muscular player. You know, you stand him alongside of Russell Westbrook, and you're looking at a guy that looks like a pickup truck against a Fiat. It doesn't mean he's going to fall off immediately, but you look at the number of injuries he's had over the last 3 years. There's quite a few. And eventually it's going to catch up to him. So Kerr will probably evaluate that. Their only competition out West, at least as of right now, is Houston. There are other teams that are starting to gain ground. If New Orleans is able to replicate what they did this year, next year, and maybe retain Boogie Cousins, well, they might be off to the races. Unfortunately, they have Alvin Gentry as a coach. But, I mean, with all that being said, Timberwolves don't look like they're ready to make the leap. Portland can't make the leap. San Antonio's sliding, and sliding rapidly. It's finally happened with them after years of predicting. And so Golden State window, the window for them is open for another year or two. And then changes will start happening, and they'll be vulnerable. Every basketball team is. That just goes with the territory. LeBron will be 35 by then, so I would imagine anything he has left to give will go bye-bye. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see. But it's going to be a repeat of the matchup. I don't know if it's going to be a repeat of the intensity. I don't know if it's going to be a repeat of seven games. Probably not. But we'll see. You know, Scotty threw this at me about LeBron going to the Lakers. Again, I don't see it. I heard Tracy McGrady talking about it today on NBA Preview. He thinks he's going. I don't. Tracy's got more insight than I do. I don't see the fit. They want Lonzo Ball to have the ball. They want Paul George on that team as well. The ball has to be in LeBron's hands. It has to be. And if you take the ball out of Lonzo Ball's hands and put it in LeBron's hands, that means Lonzo Ball has to shoot. Lonzo Ball can't shoot. It's not a good match. The much better match for him, if he's looking to get out of Cleveland, which, by the way, the body language with him and Dan Gilbert in Boston when they clinched was anything but friendly, is Philadelphia. I mean, to me, if I had to wager money on it, that's where I'd say he's going. There's just an inordinate amount of talent there. Young, up and coming. They're not paying a lot of it yet. So if they had LeBron for a two-year window before they have to start doing max contracts, it's a pretty damn good fit. And I'd pencil them into the finals now if they're able to do that. And speaking of, looks like Coach Brown got him an extension. At least as it's being reported by Brian Windhorst. 3-year deal, which is well-deserved. I'm sorry, that's Wojnarowski. He had 1 year left in the current deal. They weren't going to let him hang as a lame duck. So they tacked on the 3, which is about right. You know, next year you try to get into the conference finals. Year after that, you get to the finals. And if you don't get the championship, you move on from your coach. No issue with that whatsoever. Now, he's been here for the past 5 years. You know, first 3 seasons, they won 47 games. This year, there were 52. So, I mean, he's inching his way up towards 500. You know, so you're saying to yourself, what's the big deal? But, you know, quite frankly, he's a good coach. He's a fine coach. Because if you and you know, I'll always point this out, and I'll give you the difference between, and I don't always put this entirely on coaches, but when you look at who was it, Randy Whitman and various different guys that were down with Washington when that group was first starting to come together. And you had DeAndre Blotches of the world and JaVale McGee's of the world and all these young kids who didn't know how to win. They came from winning programs, but they were losing in the NBA and they couldn't handle it. And the coaches couldn't keep it together and keep the players from getting at each other and everything else that was going on. But the difference between that and what Brett Brown was able to do was the fact that in the explanatory model of how they were going about putting this team together, they made it abundantly clear that the key players were going to be a part of this. You know, don't forget, they missed out on guys as well. You know, there were all kinds of guys that they missed on who were supposed to be cornerstone players with this team. And really, only two of them have turned into the stars thus far that they thought they were going to be. Why don't we step aside right here? When we pick it up, we'll go to the other side and talk about that, on how they've missed as much as they've hit and how Brett Brown was able to keep this team together and is deserving of that extension. Don't go anywhere. This is Sports Overnight America. I'm Bob Black.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 1-888-983-3890. That's 1-888-983-3890. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 1-888-983-3890 for your free case evaluation. That's 1-888-983-3890. 1-888-983-3890. Call now.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware.
There's one spring house guest that nobody wants: ants. Springtime is ant time, and ants come marching one by one, hurrah, oh no, into your home and in search of food. One of my favorite products to help eradicate these pests is Bonide Revenge Ant Bait Stations. You set out these traps near the entry point and watch them flock to the sweet liquid and kill off the colony. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Memorial Day sale at Ace. The best time to buy a grill from our exclusive lineup of premium brands, like the latest from Weber, Traeger, and more. And right now, get free assembly, free delivery, and free fuel on our top grill brands, $3.99 and up. Get the right grill delivered right to your house. Don't miss the Memorial Day sale, happening now only at Ace.
Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only. See participating store for scheduling and details. Propane tank not included.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
All right, you're back with the Attack. I'm Bob Black. And you're listening on Sports Overnight America here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. And, I like talking about Philadelphia just because they're an up-and-coming team that, in theory, and it's all theory until otherwise proven, we'll be talking about in the NBA Finals in a not-too-distant future. And I often talk about the talent within this league. And I talked about some of the hits, some of the misses. You know, they have the building block of two of the three superstars. They have that terrific role player in Dario Saric. And that's what he is. He's a 15-point-a-game guy, 7 rebounds. He's very good. I don't know if he's hit his ceiling yet. He probably has. I think his game is what it is. I don't think it'll get much better than that. He's not a max player, but he fits this franchise. As I talked about with J.J. Redick, he averaged 17 points a game. You needed scoring, he gave you scoring. He's 33 years old. And he's on a one-year deal. Can you bring him back at less money and bring in LeBron as well? Boy, if they could do that and add a couple of rookies, that would be a beautiful thing. T.J. McConnell, I mean, aside from being a fan favorite, when he's on the court, he produces. His minutes went way down this year. But it didn't matter. He kept his mouth shut, and when they called on him, he was there. If you had to move him into a starting role, he'd serve you well. Not great. But the world needs ditch diggers too. I mean, Markelle Fultz ended up being nothing. You know, not horrible, but only 7 points a game, and he shot 40%. And in the postseason, he was abysmal. He shot 14%. He didn't play very often. But they couldn't take a chance on the appearances. Everything was too tight. McConnell's making 1.4 a year. Let me see, Redick. Redick's making $23 million. I mean, they'd love to have him back, but it ain't going to be at $23 million. I promise you that much. He got a good deal to stabilize his team, be a veteran leader, and provide. And he produced. And you can't argue it. You know, it's 7-foot DeAndre Ayton, 6'11 Marvin Bagley, 6'11 Jaren Jackson Jr., 7-foot Mohamed Bamba, and I'm just talking projected. 6'8 Luka Doncic. There's another potential deal right there. If he doesn't go on the first 5 and he's sitting there for Dallas, if I'm Philadelphia and I want to move up into the 5-hole to get this kid, 10 and 26. Boom. Done. Dallas. Done. Because you still have Michael Porter sitting there. Wendell Carter, Trey Young, Colin Sexton, Mikal Bridges. These are projected impact players. Miles Bridges. You know, you're trying to add talent to a bad team. Here's your opportunity. And that's not such a bad thing. Well, this is why these guys get paid big bucks. Figure out what you're going to do here. Now, as we were talking about, and I promised you a little bit of hockey, Golden Knights, man, taking care of their business. A little bit of spacing. You got a big game tonight. They're up 1-0. Bookies are sweating. Washington's feeling the heat. They finally got there. You know, it was a good, clean game. Pretty devoid of penalties. A lot of scoring. Contrary to the score, some really good goaltending. Carlson's been amazing for Vegas. He's got 7 goals in the playoffs so far. And Fleury is Fleury. I mean, it's... he's pretty amazing. Twenty-four saves, 4 goals against in this game. I mean, you know. But he was great when it mattered. And Vegas just keeps rolling along. It's an amazing story. And it ain't going to change. It's pretty incredible stuff. And as they get closer to the cup, the storyline is going to get better. Again, I'm holding my breath in anticipation of how the NHL is going to screw this up. I'd use another word, but we're on family radio some places. Here's something they can capitalize on and market. Everybody's a Golden Knight fan. I mean, I live up here in New York. Anybody that I know that likes hockey, they've got some gear with Vegas Golden Knights on it. Even if it's not their official team, they're rooting for them. They fall into the same situation, though, that every other team falls into when they're in the playoffs. It's, you know, best of 7, and you held serve at home. You need to do it again. If they serve home, if they hold serve and Washington doesn't win tonight, you're going to be looking at one hell of a ride going forward. Because they want it real bad down in Washington. And I don't know that they're going to be able to get it. No joke. I mean, as good as the Capitals are, and they are good, it's still one of those scenarios where sometimes it just takes over. Sometimes it's just, hey, we're on a roll. We got the hot goalie and all the other stuff that goes along with it. And NBC needs to take advantage of it. And the NHL needs to take advantage of it. And, you know, that's the way it needs to go down, because it's a sport that's fallen out of the top 4. Football, baseball, basketball, and stock car. It's still NASCAR. And then you mix in the NCAA football and you mix in NCAA basketball. Hockey keeps sliding further and further back. And they keep missing opportunities. So we'll see. NFL, Brandon Marshall signs with the Seahawks. 1-year deal, a show me. Yeah, it was funny. Last season, and everything went wrong for the Giants last year. But with that being said, I really thought the addition of Brandon Marshall with Shepard, with OBJ, he was going to be one of those signings that was a little bit under the radar. But they finally had that big 3 wide receiver core again. He was going to go up and get the balls that Eli can throw. And even when he was healthy, he just didn't look like it was done. And I don't know if there's anything left in the tank. I always liked him as a receiver. He has the oddity of never having appeared in an NFL playoff game. And when you look at the teams he was with, I mean, he was with Denver, and they were good. They had Cutler at the time. The Dolphins, the Bears, and the Jets. He has six seasons with 100 receptions. That's the most by any player in NFL history. Almost 1,000 catches, 959, for 1,215 yards and 82 touchdowns. He's 16th in reception. He's only 23 catches behind Randy Moss, who's in the Hall of Fame. He's 23rd in yards, 23rd in touchdown catches. If he's got anything left, he's going to be a real nice target for Russell Wilson. Because most of his receivers are short. Marshall's 6'4", can go up and get the ball. I mean, Doug Baldwin and Tyler Lockett are 5'10". They get it. But, you know, I forget the word that they use to describe it. It's either a loop thrower or an arc thrower. And the ability of Russell Wilson, I mean, he could zing the ball when he needs to do it. But his ability to lay it over the top and get it in there, he's one of the best. And if he's able to do that with Marshall, maybe he's got a little something going on. And when you consider that both Marshall and Dez were on the market. Now, I know Dez is asking for more money. But Marshall's physical. He blocks. We'll see. We'll see. But to me, it just didn't look like he had anything left. You know, I mean, he's had three touchdowns in the last two seasons, so I'm not exactly brimming with optimism here. But, maybe he finds it. Maybe he finds that one last gasp. I don't know. I was a little surprised when I saw the signing, I got to be honest. I would have thought Seattle would have paid a little more. Meanwhile, in San Diego, where they don't have a tight end anymore, as I said, Philip Rivers is going after management and saying, look, bring back Antonio Gates. All right? Just do it. And I think ultimately it will happen. Because quite frankly, Philip Rivers should get his way on this. You know, after the injury, there's not too many options out there. Mercedes Lewis signed with somebody else. That's the way the drill goes sometimes, so we'll see. And last but not least, Julio Jones said there's no bad blood between him and the Falcons. He just hasn't reported yet, so we'll see. What we are going to see right now is a commercial break. Let's step out. We'll be back with the attack here right after this brief timeout.
Matt Ryan will be in the shotgun and flanked by Freeman with a couple tight ends looking into a five-man secondary. From the seven, shotgun snap on the goal to go. Here comes the rush. He throws a long pass, far sideline. It's an over-the-shoulder catch on the near pylon. Touchdown! Grab! Touchdown, Julio Jones! Looking into the bright lights, makes the grab over the shoulder, eight-yard throw as he floats it up over the defense, and Jones cashes in on the great catch and run moments earlier by Mohamed Sanu. 25-13 Atlanta, late fourth quarter.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Lugu a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Lugu absolutely free. The makers of Lugu are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Lugu, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
All right, you're back with Sports Overnight America and the Sports Attack here on the Cluster. And there's good stories every once in a while, and this is a good one. There's if you're ever short on your medical staff with the football team, well, you have a new doctor. Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, or Tardif. I'm not exactly sure of the pronunciation. Graduated Tuesday morning from McGill University in Montreal, where he earned his medical doctorate. And he's the newest graduate from the Faculty of Medicine. And that's pretty good. Dr. Duvernay-Tardif. We talk about this all the time, where people don't take advantage of the opportunities when they have the scholarship. And, to be fair, there's a lot of pressure on them. It's all about football, football, football. They don't focus too much on the academics. But this kid, not only is a really good player, but he's being smart. And he's got an afterlife in the football. He was drafted in the sixth round of 2014. And they understood he was in his third year of medical school and he wasn't going to give it up. So, here's a guy, sixth round draft pick, got a 5-year, $41 million contract. And he's 27 years old. He's probably going to play out this contract. And then he'll move on and he'll be a doctor. And that's okay. That's a pretty darn good story. And he'll have it made all the way around. He won't have any financial worries, and he steps into the medical field where he won't have any financial worries. And he's going to be doing some good as well. So, pretty damn nice story. Well, that's it for this edition of The Attack. Hope you enjoyed it in our new slot, in our new home, with our new group of people. So, it was a heck of a lot of fun. Stay tuned for the Jefe. Stay tuned for the brand new programming here on the network. It is a good and wonderful thing. All right? We'll see you again later. Bye-bye now.
This is Sports Overnight America.